Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
It's McAllister Union Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, November 1st at 12 noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls, including 55 black Angus bred heifers, 50 black and black Baldy bred heifers, 40 red Angus bred heifers, and many more. For new consignments, visit our website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day, 918-423-2834. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures yesterday. You know, an interesting day. Started higher, then the live cattle futures went negative, and then the feeder cattle futures followed suit later on yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it was an interesting day, Dave, as we did see mixed trade early in the session, but everything turned negative on us, and we closed negative. Higher soy and grain prices added to the cattle slide that took place yesterday, and we did see a continuation of upside in our box beef. Choice up 207, select boxes up 67 cents, had a movement of 139 loads, and a small cattle kill estimated at only 102,000 heads yesterday. Cash feeder index was up 32 cents, and we saw selling return to the lean hog futures as they had triple-digit losses yesterday. On the close yesterday, December cattle down $1.02, January feeders down $1.10, December lean hogs were $1.60 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures after their close yesterday, positive across the board, and the soybeans, another big day, double-digit highs yesterday.
Dave, that upside just continues on our soybean complex, as it did see big strength help push the soybean meal, corn, and Chicago wheat futures to new highs for the current move to the upside. It's that soybean meal buying that continues to push this market higher. Technical buying, short covering, and large fund buying was behind the trade yesterday once again. Now, overnight, we have seen mostly higher trade. We saw very good trading volume. At the moment, our December KC wheat is 3 cents higher. December corn's up a penny and a quarter. November soybeans are now a penny and a half lower. December cotton is down 40 points. December crude oil, 77 cents lower. December dollar index up 33.5 cents. And December Dow Jones futures trading 57 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again in the morning. Look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.